The private nonprofits that run foster care for the state of Kansas say they are making progress in meeting the terms of a class action lawsuit settlement. But critics say work remains to make foster children safe and secure. Nomenu Giadine of the Kansas News Service reports.
It's been almost a year since the coronavirus pandemic changed life for foster families in Kansas. The state's four private nonprofit foster care contractors say they've mostly managed to adapt. They've given masks and thermometers to families and employees. They've handed out electronic devices so foster children can stay in touch with therapists and go to school. Denise Cross is the CEO of foster care provider Cornerstones of Care. She says social workers have gone from in-person visits to virtual visits and back again, depending on the situation.
We have to be flexible in adapting to whatever feels right for that family or for that child.
Meanwhile, foster care contractors are under the terms of a court-approved settlement, promising to fix some of the system's chronic problems. It requires the state to stop using offices, hotel rooms, and other places that aren't homes to house children. It says providers have to stop moving kids between different places every night. And it requires the state to provide mental health assessments and treatments for kids more quickly. Foster care providers say they're hiring more staff, doing more to help foster parents, and working harder to place children with their own relatives. There are still kids sleeping in offices, but there are fewer now. Rachel Williams-Elway, Director of Placement Services at St. Francis Ministries, says those are usually teenagers who absolutely refuse to go to another family.
It does lead back to their behavior. It's hard to maintain them when they're struggling.
St. Francis, one of the largest foster care contractors in the state, has been under fire for a separate set of problems. Nonprofit news website The Kansas Reflector reported that St. Francis spent thousands of dollars on luxury items and travel, fired its leadership, and is being audited by the Kansas Department for Children and Families. St. Francis recently renegotiated its contract with the state of Nebraska after almost running out of money. Interim CEO William Clark declined to be interviewed, but he said in an email that the provider has hired a compliance officer and is continuing to care for children. The state agencies that oversee the foster care system say they've signed new agreements with all of the foster care providers and mental health centers to make sure the settlement is followed. The state also just found a contractor to provide mental health services to families and children in crisis situations, another promise made in the settlement. But advocates for foster children say none of that work has been enough.
We are continually contacted by people in the system, caseworkers, you know, parents, foster parents. There are still problems in the system.
Teresa Woody is one of the lawyers who sued the state. She works for the advocacy group at Kansas Appleseed. She says foster care providers need to test kids, families, and workers for the coronavirus more often. She also says the pandemic has worsened the high school graduation rate for foster kids, which was only about 30% before COVID. Tara Wallace is a therapist who works with foster children. She says some clients still don't have the electronic devices they need to get therapy or attend online classes. And she says the emotional turmoil of the system can lead to the burnout of social workers. Ultimately, she thinks the foster care system needs an independent observer who can fight to improve kids' lives and overcome inefficiencies.
That individual would be able to look at situations and families and say, this family was connected to the foster care system because of a truancy issue. Why does this family need to attend drug and alcohol classes? That's a waste of time and money.
For years, child welfare advocates have asked Kansas to create an office to oversee the system and hold it accountable. It's up to the state legislature to act on it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Nomenu Giadine.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.